AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. On a day in which 20 people were killed in Mali in a terrorist attack, and Paris is still reeling from the attacks of a week ago, President Obama is saying the U.S. will not be intimidated by the actions of extremists.
Like the heinous attacks we saw in Paris, and attacks we see all too often elsewhere, this is another awful reminder that the scourge of terrorism threatens so many of our nations. And once again, this barbarity only stiffens our resolve to meet this challenge.
One American was among those killed in Mali, but others survived, State Department spokesman John Kirby.
About a dozen Americans, including chief of mission personnel in that dozen, were rescued.
Meantime, in Paris, the people of Paris paused to remember the victims of last week's attacks. This woman says the city is still finding it hard to deal with what happened.
Feeling is, I'm in the area. I feel I'm living in a cemetery. It was all people coming, meeting, leaving flowers, being so sad, crying.
Meantime, in this country, the debate continues over whether to accept refugees from Syria without tighter controls. Our Julie Walker has more on that from a Syrian family who came to the U.S. a year ago.
Samir Rashidan's family has been living near Detroit since last year. Before that, it was Jordan. They actually fled Syria in 2011. He says he's not worried about terrorists coming in as refugees because of the lengthy and rigorous process.
To come here to the United States and to pass all the security and background checks, it's not really simple.
He says they're grateful for the opportunity the U.S. has given them and want to show it.
They want to give back, to be really good citizens and to show that they're really a good example.
And one day help other refugees. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is AP Radio News. A blast of wintry weather is making its way across the Midwest. As much as a foot of snow is expected in parts of Iowa and Illinois. Roads are already becoming treacherous in some areas. Republican presidential candidates got together for a forum in Iowa Friday and talked about the tone of the campaign. Senator Ted Cruz says he believes the GOP candidates have been taking the high road.
I think on our side, we have had a civil discussion based on issues, based on substance, based on a positive vision for this country. And I think it is a stark contrast to the Democratic side of the ledger.
Immigration policy was not discussed at this forum, but it was disrupted several times by protesters who object to deportation of immigrants in the country illegally. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is promoting her tax proposals while on a campaign swing through the South. In Tennessee Friday, she touted a tax-refundable tax credit of up to $5,000 for families and $2,500 for individuals that she proposed earlier in the year. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.